Goodwill when you donate your stuff? You help create jobs. How? Well, when you donate to Goodwill, they sell your stuff to help fund job placement and training for people in your community. So by teaming up and donating to your local Goodwill, you'll help create jobs. To find your nearest donation center, check out goodwill.org. Goodwill, donate stuff, create jobs. So how many of you last Sunday night were with me in the crowd to see Pat Benatar with her husband Neil Girardo opening for Bryan Adams at the console? I'll tell you what, if anyone who says that rock and roll is in a bad place, Sunday night, that arena was packed. Terrific show. And first time ever seeing Bryan Adams, and I got to tell you what, lifelong fan, but left the arena thinking, wow, I never realized what a terrific songwriter Bryan Adams is, because just about every single song he played, I knew and could sing along to. So in a little bit later in the show, we're going to play some Pat Benatar followed by some Bryan Adams. But talking about what a great songwriter Bryan Adams is, this next song I'm going to play was one of his very first singles that didn't do much in America, but a monster British band covered it and had a huge hit all over Europe. The track was called Lonely Nights, and the band, well, it's the band that brought you the term heavy metal, talking about none other than the great Uriah Heep. Here it is, WRCT 88.3 FM.
John Corabi of the Dead Daisies. Don't change that dial, because court's in session with my rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, right here on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM. Turn it up.
Some of the music played on Courts in Session with your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. You might also like my show. It's called A Minute Pause. It runs Tuesday, 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. here on 88.3 FM, WRCT Pittsburgh.
With your host, Eric Jackson Lurie.
We stand up all night, talking to chicken, more the same. The things I want to do, what's real, what's just another thing. And time moves along, when you want, when you want.
Precious, the name of that tune. That is some good power pop. I like that a lot. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. And before Tamar Burke, request going out to Mike in Highland Park. Latest from Pittsburgh rockers, The Cheats. Track is called I Wanna, and their new album is called Old Rats on a New Ship. Good stuff, good local rock and roll. Dead Daisies, Black Betty. Before that, request going out to Steve, listening online in Charleroi at WRCT.org. He wanted to hear some T-Rex, and we went deep from the Light of Love album with Space Boss. And before that, Nick Z from the 4019s, his cover of Rare Earth, Get Ready. Of course, Nick Z, hometown boy in Butler County. And open it all up, talking about seeing Bryan Adams this past Sunday. Bryan Adams tune that was a big hit for Uriah Heep, Lonely Nights. So this hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by Attic Records, located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, country. You name it, Attic Records got it. They're independently owned, and they buy used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. For more information about selling records and new releases that are available, well, you can give them a call at 412-821-8484, or you can visit them online at AtticRecordsStoreInc.com. Attic Records, our sponsor for this hour of the show. And if you're interested in underwriting for any of the great shows here at WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So, new Cheap Trick album is entitled All Washed Up. You can't buy it yet. You got to wait another 2 weeks. But we've got their latest single right here on Courts in Session. New music from classic artists you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. This is Robin Zander and the boys. This is The Riff That Won't Quit.
Just picture in my wallet. Still have the last letter that I got from you. Remember when you asked me, do I still really love you? It's too late, but yes I do.
to 1980, the last charting hit for the Ozark Mountain Daredevils at number 67 with Take You Tonight, 1980. Name of the album was just the name of the band, Ozark Mountain Daredevils. Before that, from the Lowell George tribute album, just recently came out, it's called Long Distance Love, a sweet relief tribute to Lowell George. And you heard the artist Jonathan Wilson with the track Willin'. Sending that out to George at Cayuca Lake. Listen online. Live David Bowie. And got a caller telling me how the live tracks of David Bowie always are a little different than the studio versions, and he is right. Before that, going out to Kevin, listening online at WRCT.org in Calgary, one of Canada's finest bands, Trooper. Track was called Call Could Have Been Me, and we opened all up with brand new Cheap Trick. New album's coming out in 2 weeks. Track was called The Riff That Wouldn't Quit. Each year, 40% of food in the United States never gets eaten. And with the average American family of four spending over $1,500 per year on food that they throw away, and each individual throwing away over 24 pounds of food per month, well, wasting food wastes everything. Water, labor, fuel, and money. Cook it, store it, share it, and just don't waste it. Learn how to better plan, store, and cook your food at SaveTheFood.com, brought to you by the Natural Resource Defense Council and your friends right here at WRCT. So I think I've got the CD player queued up. We'll find out. You know, once the CD goes into the player, you have no idea what's in there, right? So if you were at the Brian Adams, Pat Benatar show this Sunday, you know how terrific it was. And as you know, if you listen to Courts in Session, Brian Adams got a terrific new album, Roll with the Punches, and we've been playing tracks, and you've been requesting songs from it. We're going to play some Brian Adams, followed by some Pat Benatar celebrating their appearance last week, but we're not going to go from the new album right now. We're going to go back a few albums ago. Brian Adams did a covers album. Didn't get a whole lot of attention. And when I picked up the album, I was surprised at the song choices because they weren't songs that I would have imagined Brian Adams would have been a big fan of. But it just goes to show that I need to hang out with Brian Adams more often. Well, this is from that album. This is Brian covering Bob Dylan, WRCT, 88.3 FM. back to the early 80s, man. I always liked that song, and I forgot about it. Stephen Greentree requests for Chicago, Stay the Night. And I'm going to have to put that back in the repertoire. Great stuff. Before that, going out to Jake in Mount Oliver. He wants some Al Harlow from the Al Harlow Now album that we played to death a few years ago because you guys wouldn't stop requesting it. And tie-in with Al Harlow is one of Bryan Adams' mentors. Of course, before the Al Harlow, Pat Benatar, Invincible, Bryan Adams covering Bob Dylan with Lay Lady Lay. What'd you think about that? That was different, wasn't it? Well, Parkinson's disease afflicts 1 million people in the United States and Canada. But people who have the disease can have a meaningful and productive life. Guidelines from the American Academy of Neurology.